Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast. Here we explore spiritual insights and practical strategies to help you cultivate a family life rooted in beautiful, self-giving love. Join us as we invite experts to share uplifting perspectives and actionable advice for navigating the joys and challenges of modern family dynamics. Welcome back to the show. On today's episode, we're sharing a conversation we had with Rosa Peak live from the Family Enrichment Conference in San Antonio this past March. Rosa shares her incredible story of having 18 children and how she and her family journeyed through great suffering while always having hope in God. Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast. We have a very special guest today, Rosa Peak. Welcome. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for inviting me. I am really happy to be here in Texas, in the United States. I am really, really happy to be here.
Yes, so we would just love to hear a little bit about your background, your story, and most importantly, your family and your husband and everything. You just share a little bit about your life. Yes. Can you tell us how many kids you have?
Yes. Yeah. I would like to say I have 18 children with the same man, with several men, the same man. That is important. But I belong to a family for 16 children. Mm-hmm. And my husband for 14 children. But when we were married, I was 23 years old. My husband was 28. We were young. We were not planned how many kids. We were in love and with a lot of dreams. And that was, no? After 1 year was born Carmineta. 1 year later was born Javi. And then after 1 year later, another child, Monsita. Can you believe? Three child in 3 years.
Yeah.
My father was an engineer, Rosa, total production. We are really happy.
Yeah.
But the number three, Monsita, passed away because she was born without aorta and she couldn't survive. Mm-hmm. And four months later, Javi was 1 year and a half. He passed away also. Mm. Two kids in 4 months. We were to the funeral with a little box. Mm-hmm. And the oldest in this moment was Carmineta. She had 2 years and a half. Mm-hmm. And she was also with heart problem, but we put a pacemaker, but the doctor suggests us don't have any more kids. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's passing, what is in your in your family, but when you are okay, your husband also, but when you are together, the children, the babies, they're with heart problem. And they suggest us don't have any more kids. And I was sorry. We were in the hospital. I would like to open the window and say, bye-bye, I would like to jump. It's not, I belong to so large family. And in this moment, we have only Carmineta, and we say, don't have any more kids. We were thinking, my husband and I, nobody decides what's happened in your bed. It's a personal decision. Nobody, not the first minute, we went to Hong Kong, China, and we say, nobody decides, not the first minute, nobody decides what's happened in your bed. Mm-hmm. And at least we have Perico, Juanpi, Cookie, Maggie, but they have also heart problem. And the doctor suggests, why you are not doing echography? We can see if there is some problems. And of course, there was the next baby was with heart problem. But don't worry, Rosa, here in Spain, you are allowed to kill your baby, to do abortion. Yes, but I don't want to kill. I would like to take care of our children. Mm. And we have Cookie, Maggie, Tere, Ita, Gabby, Annie, Abra. At least we have 10. It's enough, no, Rosa? 10 children is enough. And it was the canonization of San Jose Maria. And my father said, Rosa, I would like to invite you for the canonization. Please leave the little one that have Alvaro 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And bring with you the other one. There was 6, 7, 8, 9. And I say, yes, okay, that was a good idea. And I took a paper and I asked to my children, okay, I know that in this canonization that will be have some miracles. And I was thinking, I will be in the Vatican Square with so many people. I think we need to write, which miracle do you want to have? And I asked to move to my children, which miracle do you want? And I say, Mommy, I want twins. Twins? Yes, why not? You say me that we can dream whatever you like. Okay. And I wrote twins. And 1 year later was born Jose Maria and Maria Jose. Oh. We call Pepe and Pepa. It was so funny. It was a gift, double gift. You know, I remember when my children came back from the school, and I say, I play with Pepa. No, I play with Pepe. No, if you are a boy, you play with the boy. You are a girl. And it was so funny. They fighting to have. It was a gift, double gift. My friends say, oh, Rosa, after twins, I am sure it's a lot of war. You won't have more. But no, 1 year later was born Pablo. 1 year later was born Thomas. 1 year later was Lolita. Lolita, when she was born, she was freaky, was a little bit fat. It was a nice girl, but she had a heart attack, and we need to go very fast to the hospital. The hospital, they say, we don't know if she can survive because there was a heart attack, and it was, but after several operations, they're still alive, no? We are happy. And after Lolita was born, Rafa is the last one. It's number 18.
Wow.
Yes.
So you have experienced a lot in your family life. That's incredibly beautiful. Wow. And can you share with us just how, in the midst of these health, you know, with your children, how you kind of kept the faith and just maintained the peace? Maybe it wasn't always, but, you know, maintain peace with and trusting in God and his plan for you and that.
Yes, that was, you know, we have 18 children. These 18 children, 9, the middle, was with heart problem. Mm-hmm. And also the eldest one, when she had 22 years old, we need to change the pacemaker because we just put when she was 3 years old. And it was the same day that we need to put the pacemaker, I planning a meeting from people around the world. And I leave my daughter, Carmineta, with my husband. Don't worry, Carmineta, when I finish my meeting, I came back. But in the middle of my meeting, my husband called me, phoned me, and he told me, Rosa came back because the surgery is something wrong. Mm-hmm. And when I arrived to the hospital, Carmineta, she had the veins, like the paper of a smoke, mm-hmm. and they beginning to explode. And the doctor, she can nail. Mm-hmm. And after 2 days, she passed away. You know, the eldest, Javier Monsita, they passed away, but they don't know my children because they were the oldest of the mm-hmm. family. But Carmineta, they was the oldest of these 15 children. Mm-hmm. And it was so, we were in a shock. We can understand. Oh God, and I say, we were in a hospital for adults, and I told to my husband, please, Tema, come back to home, to the house, and we need to say to the little ones that there's Carmineta passed away. And my husband say, in this hospital, there is a little chapel, we need to be here because the family from my husband, they live in Madrid, and I am sure they will come to the funeral. Mm-hmm. And we were praying in this little chapel. We are not praying. We are crying. Why, God, you ask to number 3 son, no? Mm-hmm. To pass away, no? We couldn't understand. And it was so funny. A few days ago, I find a friend this is a good friend, and she explained me that when Alvaro, one of my son, in this moment he has 10 years old, he told, "Please, is my friend here? Santi Gotor is here. I would like to explain that Carmineta is just in heaven." And he was surprised, no? Because when we arrived at home, we explained that Carmineta, she passed away and she's in heaven, no? But we are crying, but we can understand the plan of God. But God knows what's, we don't understand, but don't worry. We can understand when we arrive in heaven. Mm-hmm. I think when the children see you, daddy and mommy, they saw that we are crying, but we accept the plan of God. And that is important to see. Yes, we can understand, but we accept the plan of God. And we are not thinking, "Oh, poor me, look, I lost my baby." Oh, no, yes, we can understand. But that is plan of God, we accept. That is nice to. And in this situation, you can cry and you can say, "I don't accept," or you can say, "I accept, I don't understand." But the life is not to think me, no, it's to think to the others, to serve to the other. And this is, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah, beautiful example. Yes, a great example. I'd love to talk about your family life with your kids growing up when you're raising your kids. What did a day look like with 15, 16 kids running home around the house?
Yeah. Yes, it is funny. It is funny. It's a lot of noise, a lot of laugh. Someone is crying, but it is really, we enjoy today, every day. You know, when I invite some people, the friend of my children, they say, "Oh, how nice is this house? It's a little of noise," but they enjoy to be at home. No, I wake up at 7 o'clock, and they begin the breakfast, and I am going to the mass every day. I need to go to the mass, yes, because the people forget that we are body and spiritual, and we need to take care of the spiritual things, because the parents are always looking a nice school. You need to do a sport. You need to learn language, Chinese, because you know how many millions of Chinese people there are. And we are looking many material things, but we are not looking at the spiritual thing. And for us, it's very important. I need to go to the, I would like to say, I need to go to the church, to the mass, and after, thanks God that there is exposition of our Jesus, and I can be half an hour to pray. And also I organize my daily day, no? I am working all in the morning, but I have this email, these meetings, and also my children. My husband passed away 7 years ago. I am alone, not alone, but you know, there is a big, a large family. And also you are NGO, NG, what are you doing? I have an old tan with 94 years old. I like to take care, you know. My sport, my friends. I love to go with my friends to walk and blah blah blah, no.
Yeah.
And I organize. During the morning, nobody's at home because they are in the university, they are working, they are in the school, and in lunch, most of the days I am take the lunch alone or with some friends. And near 4 or 5 o'clock, they came back from school, and now it's time to be with the little ones, to help to the homework. And for us, the most important time to be together is in dinner, at dinner. Before, we pray the rosary every day. Yes, we need to pray the rosary every day. Some one day arrive later because they are in a sport, they play football, basket, or they are studying, I don't know. But we try to pray the rosary every day together. And after is the dinner time, we have a round table. It's so nice because why we have a round table? Because if you have a long table, those that are in the middle, they're playing ping pong. Please pass me the water. Please pass me the soup. Please pass me the salt. No. During the morning when I am working, I take a paper and write what I would like to speak in the dinner time. And I read, okay, so there's political things, economic, what's happened in the university, in the school. I like to not only shut your mouth, finish your macaroni. No, I like to explain. And that's why we have a round table, because in one see, you can see what's happened. If those one, they are fighting because I don't know, and the other, Alvaro is just coming, and they don't like vegetable. Mommy, they don't remember me, that I don't like nothing. And they speak under the table. No, it's a special moment to be together. And we are not eating only 20 minutes, and it's, no. We are relaxed. 1 hour, and the weekend we can be 2 hours around the table explaining and this, blah, blah, blah. And what do you believe? And what? It is a special time to be together.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. And that's a great tradition too. Do you say every night that you have dinner? I mean, we try
yes.
to.
Wow. Yeah, yes. Every night. And if, mommy, I would like to go with my friend. Okay, you can go before or after the dinner. But the dinner time is really important to be all together. If you want, you can invite your friends, and a lot of days they come some guests, some friends, because we have friends around the world. I travel a lot, and my brothers and my sons, they are living, not all of them, they are living at in Spain. And they invite, mommy, those eat, not every day, but 3 times every week they come. We have friends, guests, we have friends to invite to dinner time. And it's a nice experience, because many people, they want to have postigo experience, you know? Yeah. And they want to see how they sleep. You know, we have a room, boys' room, that there is like 6 boys. We have no double, 1, 2, 3, and 4 bed. And here there are double bed. And also we have another one bed under this double for the guests. We like to invite our friends. And it is funny. We enjoy it.
Yeah, it sounds like a very joyful environment.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for parents to be able to kind of have that same family life where you have dinner together, where you, you know, pray the rosary, where you...
I think our house is not a restaurant, is not a hotel, no. That is because I know some family that they are not sit down in a table. Mm-hmm. They are eating with the refrigerator. And that's not a good idea, no? It's... We are a family, eh? We are, and I would like to listen, what is your problems? What are your dreams? I would like to know what is your friends. And I think the people, they don't know how to do it, because they never learned this in his own house, because they told you that I never eat with my parents, I never eat with, yes, but it's so nice to sit down and to have relax, and to prepare the food. Yes, I know that is a lot of work, but this is so good, no? It's only the daily dinner that could be half an hour, not more, because we have a lot of do, no? But it is nice to, perhaps you can find some family, I never eat with, well, but you can begin to eat, no? Why not? No, that is is a goal, no? Why not? Not to be together and to have relax and enjoy. And, you know, with this large family, it is difficult to, no, I am doing a soup and I put everything in the soup. And, but with a nice, I can put a nice flowers in the middle and to take care of this moment to be together, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. And do you have any lessons from being a mother, you know, of that you could share with other women in our audience that about, raising your children in the faith?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I pray to the Holy Spirit to have how to raise a family because it is difficult. I would like to say, no, Rosa, it's so easy. I see your children is really easy. No, it is difficult. I would like to say that it's not. And, you know, the people, do you want to be a degree and you study during 5 years, you go to the university and you blah, 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 and you need 5 years more or more to be a doctor, to be an engineer, a mathematic. And to raise a family is also a science, education science. And we need to learn. You can do a family enrichment, you can read books, you can go to have a talk, but it is difficult. I would like to say that it's not easy, but you can. That is to say that you can, but you need to put you're smart, you're intelligent. You need to, the family is also daddy and mommy. You can speak about this or this, no? But it's difficult, but you can. For the people that we have fee, I ask to the Holy Spirit, because I don't want to be a sheriff in my house. No, I am a mommy. And now I am youth, I am daddy and mommy. And it is difficult, but you can ask to the Holy Spirit, how can you do better? Sometimes my children say, mommy, I don't know what is better, this or that. I don't know how to choose this, my degree, this or that. And I say, let me have sometimes to pray, because if you choose this or this, you will be in so different direction. Do you think that this boyfriend is a good boyfriend for me? Let me pray. I need to pray because if you choose this boyfriend or this girlfriend, it could be so different, you know? Mm-hmm. We need to ask to the Holy Spirit more, I think, to help, because it's difficult. You can, but it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Excellent. I'm curious, are you willing to share a little bit about your husband? And I know you had mentioned that he had passed away seven years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
So how has that affected your, you know, parenting and just how do you, I just share a little bit about him if you are comfortable. You don't have to.
Yes. Yes. 7 years ago, my husband passed away. We were in shock. Mm-hmm. I can't believe, because the people that just born, they will live 100 years. And I was 51 years without husband, my friend, my husband, and I was alone. Yes. But thanks God, with 15 children. Thanks God. Oh, but it's so much. Thanks God, we are a big team. We work together. We pray together. We enjoy together. We can. Yes. The little one, Rafa, he was only 7 years old. 7, 8, the other one, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, you have two options. You can cry and cry and cry. And you can, I don't want to get up from my bed. Yes, that's one option. Or, come on, we can. God, they will help you. Why? Yes, because God, they don't send you, go to this world, that horrible, no, this nice world. I know there is war, we have COVID, and we have, yes, but God sent you to be happy. To be happy, to serve to the other ones. But they send you to this world to be happy and to serve to the others. No? Mm-hmm. And I think when God gives you this cross, they give you the force, the grace for to go. Mm-hmm. But it's an attitude. You can cry and cry, or you can say, we can. Mm-hmm. We can with God. We can. Mm-hmm. And that is important to, we need to pray more, perhaps. We need to explain to your children, to speak. But yes, you can, I think.
Wow, beautiful. Mm. Thank you for sharing that. do you have any, you travel around the world, you see a lot of people, probably a lot of families, a lot of couples and things. Do you have any advice for them as you see kind of the state of, I'm sure family life is different from the United States, is different Hong from Kong. Spain, is different from China. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for families?
But yes, they are living in Africa. It's just 3 months ago, I just arrived from Johannesburg. It's different, but mommy and daddy, woman and men, they are always the same. They have the same problem, the same opportunities. They are not the communication. They are selfish. They are the little one crying at night. And they ask, no, get up. You is your son. Yes, and also is your son. Get up. You are your time to get up at night. The naturals for body is always the same around the world. Yes, there is culture. They are different. Yes, the Chinese and the Afrikaner and the Europe and the American. Yes, they are different, but they are the same. The same problems, the same opportunity. And at least I say, you will be more happy if you serve more to the other one. If you are only thinking, me, you are unhappy. Mm. If you want to be happy, serve to the other and think what the other needs. Mm. That is, I think, at least, no? But there are always the same problems. Yeah. The communication from the couple, the marriage, there are always the same problem, the same questions, the same, because we are woman, we are a person, no? We are, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would like to say that if you take care of your husband, your wife, you are strength with your husband and your wife, the children, they need to see that you are in love, that your husband and you are your best friend. Sometimes you can discuss because we are different, boy, a girl and a boy, we are different. We are complementary, but you know, we try to be happy and we try to speak. And sometimes we need to say sorry, no? Sorry, because I can't understand you, because I shout, but we need to say sorry, no? And to say sorry that I don't take care so nice that you must be, I don't know.
That's great advice. No, yes. I love that you said that we're all the same in the sense that human nature, we all have the same problems.
Yes, yes.
That's same good problem. To hear.
Yes. And you need to learn how to be more, to take care more your husband, your wife, no? And for my child, they know that for me, the best. Yes, the little ones, they are crying. They want to feed the baby. They want to eat. But the most important for mommy is daddy, and for daddy is mommy. That's the, and the children, they must know. Yes, you can say, but for in acts, that is real, the most important. And you can say, for me, the most important is my husband. But look, my child, Rosa. She speaks like me, she has the same movements, and yes, I had 9 months in my body, Can you believe the same eyes and they speak like me? Yes, but for you, the most important is your husband. Mm-hmm. And the children is a gift for several days, years, and they go, they will fly, they will marry, they will, and you still stay with your husband just at, until the end of their life, mm-hmm. no?
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Wow, thank you. I think, do you have anything else you'd like to share? Do you, I mean, I know you have a website where you have your blog.
Yes, I have, we have an Instagram. Yes, account, Como Ser Feliz, with 1, 2, and 3 kids, you know, how to be happy with 1, 2, or 3 children. And I have a blog, I have a YouTube Family Postigo, YouTube channel. My Instagram have more than 120,000 followers. They view every month, they can view more than 12 million people. No, I say, why the people wants to know a so large family with the father is passed away, but they wants to know, what are you doing? What I, yes, the people will say, oh, and you still, you are laughing, you are not crying. They know how difficulties they are in our life, but you can learn how to be happy, how to smile, how to serve to the other ones, no? I think I would like to say around the world, we need to learn how to be happy. Each one in his own flat, in his own house, with her family. I don't know, your husband is tall or short, with hair or without hair, if he's smile or you know, it's like, we need to learn to be happy because God sent you to this weather, to this world, to learn to be happy. And you will be more happy when you serve more to the other ones.
That's great.
But we need to learn and we need to teach our children how to be happy. Mm-hmm. That is what I think.
Yeah, and I think that's why you probably have so many followers, because people love to see the joy. I think it's very inspiring.
Yes, because the people look for the holy, the happiness, and they don't find in the drugs, in sex, in money, in traveling. No, they don't know that the happiness is inside you to serve to the other ones, mm-hmm. and that is. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and you and your family and what your husband and you have built has shows that happiness and shows that dedication.
Yes, it is. I am surprised that one of my video I put in my Instagram. It was Christmas time, mm-hmm. and they were dancing. I go, okay, I take my phone. I was filmed, and after I put in my Instagram. You know how many people? 2 million people. They watch this. Ooh, they're doing, how they are laughing and they're dancing. It's so funny because the people wants to be happy, wants to be, oh, how nice is to have so large family. Yes, sometimes they are fighting my children, but after they peace and love, and this is our life, you know? And this, I don't know. I am surprised within my Instagram.
Oh, yes. It makes sense. You sound like such a joyful woman. And so thank you. Thank you so much for being on our show and sharing your beautiful story and everything.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be very inspired by it.
Okay.
Words. So thank you. So much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ferris Love Podcast. In 2025, we are continuing to share the beautiful devotion to Mary, Mother of Ferris Love, while providing practical tools and advice for parents, couples, and families. You can help us with this mission by sharing this episode with a friend, subscribing to the podcast, or leaving a review. To learn more, visit us at ferrislovefamilyproject.org.